It's a problem that has plagued men for centuries, finding the hole. Now there's a product that ends the embarrassment of hunting for the right place to put it. A revolutionary new formula that brings an end to fumbling around in the dark. Introducing Boner Glow. Boner Glow permanently ends the frustration of nocturnal search and rescue missions. Now your little man can always find where he's going, because now he glows in the dark.
When my wife and I would try to have happy time, it was always such a hassle, not to mention the risk of personal injury. Not with Boner Glow.
Boner Glow is the first product designed specifically for men who are whole location challenged.
I love my girlfriend, but after a while she didn't want me to come near her. But with the Boner Glow, all I do is turn off the lights and it practically finds the hole by itself.
Boner Glow's space-age radioactive polymers work with your body's natural fluids to create a safe and sustainable glow to help you find your way. And the best part is, it lasts forever.
With Boner Glow, I never have to ask her, where is it? And I save on my electric bill because I can find the bathroom even when it's pitch black in the house.
Boner Glow has changed my life. Before Boner Glow, I was a dog running into a parked car. Now I'm a new man. And guess who's in charge of the family fireworks this year?
Boner Glow is not yet approved by the FDA. Results may vary, and Boner Glow is not a replacement for conventional hole-finding therapy. Boner Glow is not recommended for men who are over the age of 65 or who are prone to holding it for more than 2 hours. Boner Glow may cause tingling in the extremities and in some cases result in better vision. Do not travel by air if you take Boner Glow. If you feel silly or your feet turn green, stop taking Boner Glow and call your doctor. Boner Glow is a product of the Ukraine and therefore not subject to any laws of the United States or its military bases. Boner Glow is not legal in certain Scandinavian countries, including the ones where you can buy weed. If you have a fatal reaction to Boner Glow, please call one of our Boner Glow operators immediately. If glowing does not occur after 3 days, stop taking Boner Glow and contact the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Boner Glow and Patch Goff Labs are not responsible for any claims for Boner Glow, the claims in this advertisement, or in any other Boner Glow claims here or on the street. Boner Glow is not a weapon and is not registered with the Division of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, but is respected as a secret by the guys who we can't talk about and who know where you live. Boner Glow. Find the hole again.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Majesty.
I said escort him. I hunt him like an animal.
He is a goddamn animal. He killed three of us, ripped off Louis's ear. You're about to get deader, dead-ass motherfucker.
Cooter!
Back off.
Cooter? Seriously?
Call me that again. I fucking dare you.
Coot can be a little sensitive about his name and the evisceration of his friends. For future reference, Coot, I'm not a fan of improvisation. When I give you an order, I expect it to be followed exactly. You understand?
These wolves do your bidding?
Well, unfortunately, not as well as I'd hoped. I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Compton.
You're sorry? Your Majesty, you've had me abducted by werewolves?
Mr. Compton, join me at my home. I will explain everything.
That was an order.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Heard across the country and in 107 countries around the world, this is Bloody, Bloody, Bloody. MikeOMaraShow.com.
Bloody good.
Bloody good time, damn all of them. It is Wednesday, June 23, 2010.
Right.
And we are well over 2 million downloads and growing every single day. We are so glad to have you with us. A special happy birthday to my mother-in-law, who is younger than me. I always have to mention that.
Even after this birthday?
Well, you know, yes, even after this one.
She's not catching up?
She is still 3 years younger than I am.
Happy
which
birthday,
is
Linda.
My weird little Clampett lifestyle. Yes, I love to say that to people because they're always amused. But when anyone sees my mother-in-law and I together, they are immediately, you know, taken aback because I said, this is my mother-in-law, and there's always this pause.
Right.
Because it's funny.
Well, I thought the natural reaction when they see you two together is, what a handsome couple.
Well, when Carla and her mom and I are together, they're much staring abounds because they go,
I'm sure.
Look at those women, and what are they doing with him?
They're both lovely, lovely women.
They're very lovely.
I thought it was a lesbian couple with an unfortunate son. But that's just me. My vision isn't what it should be.
See, son wouldn't play into it at all. Today's show is brought to you by uwheels.com, the best way to buy and sell used cars online. Mm-hmm. Why rely on photos
cars.
To buy or sell online? Post and browse free classifieds and do it with
video.
Hey, Mike, that's great video.
Video. Jerry Todd. Register today at uwheels.com or click their ad on our website. A big show today for you. We really have the gang all together just to kind of shoot it, which is really what this show is all about. And
right.
I'm a little relaxed, especially after yesterday.
A little hectic yesterday.
We had guests. We had guys eating light bulbs. It was a little crazy.
And I suppose at the end of the day, after much reflection, it was an interesting birthday celebration.
It was all for you, Mike.
That's what I was told.
Did you thank Carla for the cake?
I'm so sorry.
Probably not enough.
Okay.
The cake was delicious.
Matter of fact, that plays into my whole day yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Did you have a day?
I had the worst birthday I've ever had.
He did.
No.
I can attest.
I did.
No.
I did.
Yeah.
Not for it, and it was nobody's fault. It was nobody's fault.
We meant well.
It was one company's fault.
Yes.
I'd like to thank Sprint for urinating on my birthday yesterday.
They did.
Wow.
And listen, Sprint is not alone. This is any cell phone company. It is just more evidence as I leave the Democratic Party and I leave the Republican Party and I leave the area of moderation and I move my way back towards the Libertarian Party, as I realize that we in this country are not free. We are not free at all.
Nothing's
free,
Mike.
If you are not a victim of your government, you are a victim of a multinational corporation.
Right.
That is the way of the world. That is the way it is. I am sorry that it has taken me 51 years on this effing planet to realize this, but that is the way it is. I will get to the details in a second, but I was...
Just quick.
If you had had a camera around me yesterday,
You
would have seen a man who you would not have thought that it was his birthday.
Maybe your new phone can have a camera.
I was... What new phone? What new phone?
Yeah.
Oh, not a chance.
Did the Sprint guy...
There won't be a phone in my life till at least November, and even then probably not, because I am not going to do what Ronick and Santana do, is go out and say, you know... Penalty be damned, I'm going to get the newest product.
Right.
I don't do that.
Well, because we're marks, that's why.
I certainly don't do that anymore. In the old days, I could have done that.
Yeah.
You know, I would have, get me three, but I'm not doing that anymore.
Understood.
Let me tell you.
Trying to be responsible.
All right, here's the thing. The whole group, you guys could not have been nicer. This is like an old-fashioned, it's like we're working at a steel mill. The guys get together and take up a little collection.
Well, the amount of labor certainly indicates that.
The guys get a little collection and give me some cash to go out and get my cell phone.
Pick out what you want.
Well, right? No. This is that shows how much he was paying attention.
He knew what he wanted.
Would you just ask him for the 20 and that was it? And
I'm saying is that we know what you wanted.
Well, right. I want everybody knew what I wanted.
Right.
And I am. I realized yesterday that I'm like a 5-year-old.
No.
Because I think aren't we all kind of like that?
Especially on stuff like this.
When there's a particular thing.
We're all big kids.
What are you playing?
It's a little song for you. This will boost your spirits, Mike.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
It was a little disappointing.
Yeah. No.
It was very disappointing. I'm so embarrassed. There's so many levels to this.
I know.
Oh, so explain what happened, because the cameras in the show didn't catch exactly
I will
what
let
happened.
Buzz tell me what he told me before I went to the
store.
Okay,
perfect. So, but at the end of the show, we weren't able to give you your present, our collection present.
What has become famous in Mike O'Mara birthday circles as the picture of the gift.
Which really just turns out...
of the gift. And there is a moral to this story.
Sure.
Before I tell anything, you give someone a picture of a gift, you might as well... take a dump in their hand.
Because it's
never, it never, ever works. It never works. But There was a reason behind that.
Now, I'm shocked that Buzz was able to get to you after the show yesterday because your shirt never touched your back.
I was so excited.
From the time we hit stop on the computer.
Buzz comes in. We give me a card. It's got the picture of my little Evo phone, which I have been like a little kid. Right. I have been watching Ronick and Oscar with their effing iPhones for 6 months.
I know.
And I've been watching this, and I'm so jealous. And then you'll see, I see these iPhones everywhere. Finally, my company, which I'm not going to leave because I'm there with my daughters, and I bought them phones a couple of years ago.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, baby.
I really don't want to come across as a brat, but I'm
going to. No, you're not. Certainly not.
So just
it's because it's your birthday.
Believe me, when you hear about what I did when I got home.
All right.
So you take up the collection and you say, we collected $75.
Right.
That's how much your upgrade to your new phone is going to cost you. And I'm like, man. And we've done, I said, you guys are too cool. This is the greatest. And I fly out of here and I know nothing of my plan, my enslaved plan to my cell phone company.
Right.
With their stupid effing, F the consumer up the butt rules.
Let me jump in here if I may. First of all, I've heard from a number of people since this debacle and the reaction is, Sprint? What does he have, a pager? Apparently nobody, what I'm hearing from people is nobody uses Sprint anymore.
Do you use Sprint, Rob?
Always have.
Really?
Oh, here we go. Old man.
Does it have minor button?
Now that means, you know what that means? That means it's the best company, and you won't have a bad word to say about him,
but,
will you?
I'm eager to hear what you say. It's funny that you would be with Sprint, because you certainly sprinted out of here yesterday.
I did.
That said, I knew they had the phone that you wanted. I knew that your daughters were on the plan, and I, first of all, there was a discussion between Carla and I. Was she going to get you the Evo, or were we going to get you the Evo? If I'd known what I knew now, I would have let her handle it. But as it turns out, she couldn't have done it either. None of us could do anything because we're not authorized to change.
And there is the problem.
Your plan.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are bombarded with advertisements.
Right.
All right. And I succumbed to this ad. Mm. As many people know, I am very pliable in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
When I see a TV advertisement, I usually get very excited.
Sure,
like,
it'll turn your entire house into an antenna.
But I really, technologically, I've kind of looked the other way at this phone revolution with this 2G, 3G, which means garbage.
Right.
In
Is
my
that what
mind.
The G stands for?
Garbage.
I didn't know this.
And but this one comes out and it's like, well, I've seen these iPhones and now this one's supposed to be even better. I'm like, well, and it's on my plan.
Does it look like an iPhone?
Yeah. Yeah. It's got the same little screen and it's got
sure.
a big.
Got a better camera.
And so I wanted it, and I started dropping hints to Carla. Well, apparently...
How subtle were these hints?
Not subtle at
not
all.
Not at all.
Like, I'm like, I want it.
I would love that. She said to me, as early as like 2 weeks ago, she said, I want to take you out to dinner for my birthday to that great restaurant we go to. I said, really? That's an expensive restaurant. I would rather have you say, forego that and get me the Evo.
There you go.
That's what I said to her.
That's
said,
thinking with your head, Mike.
So Carla's going to go ahead and do the Evo thing, but as Buzz says, she couldn't have done it. Buzz goes out and does all the legwork and then takes up a little collection on the show and finds out that my upgrade is going to cost me $75. I run down to the Sprint store. I said, I'm looking for Jose. Because that was the guy I called and said, do you have any
of my brother?
Ronick was in the, it's Jose Carlos Juan. It's effing Manassas.
And this may have played
into the... And
it's
the cellular world. And your people dominate it.
Yeah,
Mr. Diaz, you people dominate this world.
Well,
I mean, I will. You can go to... This is...
Does this place also
more,
sell
broasted
chicken?
There is more certainty with this than anything, any 7-Eleven in the United States. But that doesn't mean that's nothing bad, because I've never had anything but good people. My bitch is going to come when I get to the European American that I dealt with at Sprint customer service.
You know what's horrible about that statement? Actually, there's many things horrible about that
what?
Statement, except for I have a brother named Jose,
yes.
and I have two cousins named Carlos and Juan.
Yeah.
So you really can't
so
object.
So you could have seen all of them.
But, yeah. Excuse me, racial profiling is not germane to this discussion.
No, although
racial profiling is germane to any
language may have been a barrier in my trying to get the right information for this. And I want to add that we had enough money to cover this new phone for you in total. we had. We were at the ready.
Well, that's
and
not going to happen.
And we found out that Sprint doesn't even sell gift certificates.
Right, right. They don't, and there will be no money at all, at all. This transaction has been canceled.
Understood.
Wow.
Okay, this, I will not do this.
Are
I
you leaving the Sprint
now.
Family?
It's on principle. I'll get to that.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to jump the gun.
Not when you're handcuffed.
So you're with Jose at the store.
Well, so and finally, he says there is no Jose here. He might be at the other store. There, it turns out there are 30 stores in Manassas. You know,
sure.
You can't get. There's so many things you can't get in this town.
Right.
But you get a. There's a. They poop out a cell phone store.
Oh, yeah.
Every six blocks.
Right. Sure. Or less.
You know.
Not
and I can't imagine why that is in Manassas. I really can't.
Why?
I went into the cell phone store last night. There were 37 people in there.
Yes.
None of them spoke English.
I know.
Drove me nuts.
I've said before.
But this is not, once again, I am not. It is not germane to, that's not relevant to the
discussion.
We're
passionate people about
you love to communicate.
Yes, and communication.
Communication in the Hispanic community is extraordinarily significant. That's why everybody has a cell phone, which they should.
Yes.
And they should be affordable. And if there's a new one that's a little more expensive, they ought to price it reasonably and make it available to everybody.
Exactly.
But they don't do that. No,
they have
no,
you where
no.
they want you, Mike.
The telecommunications industry in the United States of America.
Oh, you're painting with a broad brush here.
The telecommunications industry, it is just like the insurance industry. It is just like the auto industry. We are absolutely trapped. And these plans that they sell you, they lure, they dangle a wonderfully technologically advanced product in front of you and said, yes, we'll give it to you at this fabulous price.
They get us excited.
But we need to get our hooks into you for 2, 3, 4 years, or you don't get it at that price. Well, what's the regular retail price? Well, it's this much. Take a look at this. Well, I can't possibly afford that. That's the price of a scooter.
And I offered to buy it outright with the money that we'd raised jointly,
right.
And they wouldn't even sell it
they
to me.
They don't sell it because they can't get their greasy, slimy claws into your genitals and put the hooks deep in so they can drag you by your junk across the parking lot and go, ha, 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 we have you.
Wow.
We're the bastards. So anyway,
true.
I go to the other store, and I get to the other store, and I find Jose. And Jose says, Mike, he remembered my name. I was astonished.
Nice.
Absolutely. So he's,
well, he doesn't hear that name a lot.
He says, yes, I have it. I'm with another customer. And I said, oh, fantastic. And at this point, I'm excited about it. I go over. I look at the other demo phone. And, oh, my God, it's sweet.
Still hopeful.
It's so very cool.
But,
I can't wait to play with it. I'm very excited. My toy. My birthday toy. Every boy needs a toy.
Of all the stores that you have to spend a long time waiting.
Yes.
Cell phone stores are the top of that.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can cover the browsing in a cell phone store in 6 seconds.
And so after he says that to me, even though I'm in control, I said, look, I've got the day. I'm fine. I'm so happy that my coworkers were thoughtful enough to do this for me. And now I will wait while Jose waits on PGA Tour member Laura Davies and her 600-pound phone that she is going to get. And I just wait.
Yeah.
And I wait.
Been there.
And I wait.
Did that.
And I wait. And I wait. The process that is involved in whatever they do there, I think takes a minimum of a half an hour per customer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have little sign-up sheets when you go there.
Right.
And it is just waiting and waiting, and then as she's concluding the transaction, and I guess her daughter, her little tiny daughter who shouldn't have a phone, sees something she wants, and there are more questions.
More distractions.
And I'm sitting there just waiting, politely waiting. But it's okay, because he's already said, I got it, I put it aside for you. Well, guess what? It was the last one.
It always is the last one.
Yes, create a little effing urgency for me on that.
Okay,
and
question, just so we can gauge where you're at right now. When you left here, you were at 100% birthday happy.
Birthday happy.
What
it's because it's been a long time since there's been something that really kind of
excited you,
got me excited.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a like Mr. I get everything I want,
you
but
don't.
but I get stuff
for
my
truth
kids.
I
get excited to get stuff for my kids. I really get
of
the
course.
Truth.
Daddy gets what daddy wants,
but daddy doesn't have a lot technologically that he gives a rat's ass about.
No, I agree. That is very true.
You know, give me
your Xbox 360 and now this phone.
That's pretty much
it.
Yeah.
And Xbox 360, I waited like a year for.
Yeah.
Now, the question is if you left here at 100% birthday happy, at the time you finally find Jose, what's your percentage at now as
Rob,
you
I go to the wrong store and it doesn't even faze me
doesn't
at
touch
all.
It?
It doesn't
good for you.
Faze me. Because I'm driving to the second store. I'm like, yeah, if they don't have
still
it, they
at 100%.
I actually said to myself, it's just a phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If only I could have had that little smart voice talking to me all
so
day.
So when the old bag died, yes, and you finally got up to the counter, what happened?
He asked me my phone number, yeah, and he said, I'm sorry, you are not eligible for the upgrade.
My Jose said that to you?
Yes. I said, he said, you'll be available, eligible for it November 1st.
November 1st.
I think mine's about the same time.
I have been a customer of this company for over 7 years. Mm-hmm. I have been a customer. I have a plan with my daughters. Mm-hmm. They have a phone. I take care of their phone for them. That is, this has been my wife is a Sprint customer,
right,
as well. And he says to me, at this point, he says, I'm walking up thinking that I'm going to put down $75 and I'm going to get the upgrade for this new phone.
Right.
He informs me at this point, well, that wouldn't even be that. It would be $75 off the price of the $449 phone.
Not really what he told me.
What does it do? Wash your car?
At this point, I go, I got to call Buzz because this is where it came from.
I had urged you,
but I was calling you because everything was wrong.
I know.
I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know where the breakdown occurred. So Buzz gets on the phone with the guy at the first store, and Buzz gets on the phone with the guy at the first store, and I forgot how that went, but it was.
He explained to me that you were at that particular moment at a corporate store, and what I had been told by an independent store,
first bit of conjuring.
They
corporate store, independent store, they both have a Sprint sign on
right.
them. What the F is the difference?
Obviously, Buzz went to some fly-by-night kiosk that perhaps operates out of a trunk.
It was a kiosk, as a matter of fact.
He did go to a kiosk,
but it was
he
Sprint.
Did he? No kidding. He did.
Okay.
I used GPS to determine the very closest Sprint store to Mike's house.
And when Buzz uses GPS, it doesn't say corporate store or private store. No. It just says Sprint store, closest store.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody that's ever looked for a cell phone has gone through this. You go to the go-to wireless, and you walk in, you're like, oh, we're an AT&T authorized dealer. Do you have this phone? No, only the corporate store has that. So you go back and forth, and you're like, the F does it say AT&T?
It's insane. Yeah. It's insanity. Yeah.
It was a Sprint store, but anyway, he explained that the independent guys don't have to operate by the same rules as the corporate stores,
right,
and maybe he'd got a better deal there.
Yeah, but the better deal, at one point, the guy says, well, this phone, in some cases, retails for like $700 or $800. I'm like, hold on.
You got to go out and find yourself. They were a little hinky.
Yeah.
You got to go out and find yourself the cell phone cowboy.
But I go to the private store.
Right.
And,
You drive to the private store.
They're pooped out on every corner.
No, I agree. But yes. I know one thing about Michael Mayer, and the one thing I've learned in almost a year that we've been working.
If you say something that's going to make me sound elitist, I'm going to get pissed.
Is that Michael Mayer doesn't go from store to store.
Michael Mayer says either you take it now or I'm out. Shut up. Put your hand up. There you go. Stop that. Mike O'Mara.
How will he deliver the man grades
Mike
now?
O'Mara. You
Mike
that to
O'Mara
me
doesn't
I...
go to will call either. I'll tell you that
exactly.
much.
Exactly. Oh, Jesus.
Shut up.
Shut up, you. We will. On that note, we will take a
Sometimes
break.
Sometimes he does.
We will take a break and come back with more of this debacle right after this. Welcome to www.MikeOmara.com.
Best birthday ever.
Oh, my God. Stay cool with a Mike O'Mara Show ball cap or a Mike O'Mara Show travel mug. They're all in now. We've got them for you. Go to our website, and they are for sale. One fits on your head, the other in your car's cup holders.
You decide.
That's great copy.
It is great copy. Stock up for the whole damn family. Show hats and mugs on sale now in the store at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Yeah.
Getting back to it. I'm at the second store now.
What's your percentage at? Still 100?
No. Yeah. I've already had the wind taken out of me by the guy that said it's going to cost this much money.
Okay, so what's your percentage at now?
I'm 50% now.
Wow, that's not even a passing grade.
I've got knocked down to 50%.
Ouch.
I put Buzz on the phone with the other guy.
Yeah, the next
store. Same deal.
Mm-hmm.
Same story.
Right, no.
They say to me.
I didn't say it was $75 to upgrade. I said he could get $75 off his upgrade, and therein may have been the language barrier problem.
So you would think, okay, you know what? This is the retail price of the phone. Mm-hmm. This is standard practice for these high-tech phones. I know what they cost. I'll suck it up and take the money that I got from my buddies, my pals, right, for my birthday, and I'll knock it off. So he says, okay. He puts it in the machine and goes, click, 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 click. He said, oh, well, you're not even eligible for the discount until November. Thank you.
You'd think they'd
Thanks
check.
So much. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh. And at this point, we go back and forth. We go back and forth. He says, well, they, you know, you're a good customer and in good standing for right. 7 years. They really might give you a consideration. So
he called and checked.
But no,
oh, there's
no,
nothing
no.
better.
He doesn't call and check.
Oh.
You have to call
oh.
the helpline with the I consumer see. Helpline oh.
I
where
see.
I call them. And from the store that I leave to my driveway, mm. I am on the phone with them for 1.5 hours.
Oh.
And no, I'm sorry, an hour. An hour. I'm not going to exaggerate because it's not necessary. Don't need to embellish.
No, you don't.
This
Mike,
is real stuff
admit,
happening. Yes.
You have to admit there's nothing nicer than receiving a nice consideration.
Yeah, Rob, but I didn't accept it.
Really?
Because what it was listen, all I want to do now is get that discount that in November, and I want to get it now, and buy your phone,
right.
which would still make that company an ass load of money.
Of course.
Okay. And I want to get that that consideration a little earlier than normal, and if I have to sign up for an extra year, I'll do whatever I have
right.
to do.
Extend
but I
want
to do this. They said, no, we can't do that. You're not eligible.
This
and
shocks me.
And three or four people say you're not eligible. Then they come back. I said, well, you know, this has been really... This whole day has been just an amazing hassle, and I have been a customer for a long time. I mentioned it's my birthday.
I told them that, too.
It's my birthday, and I'm into my third hour
right.
of doing something I would not want to do
on a normal day.
Don't you know who I used to be?
I would like it on a normal day.
And this is
on a normal day. I'm avoiding this like cancer. I'm not going to deal with these people. She comes back to me and says, we can't do anything about the phone. We can't offer you a free month of service. I said, you know what? After dealing with you for about 3 hours with this, all right, why don't you do that? Then she goes into the processing. She says, I'm going to put you on hold.
Of course.
Then she comes back in 15 more minutes and says, I have to put you on hold mm-hmm. again. Then she comes back, and when she comes back the third time, I said, you know what? This is more of a hassle than it's worth, and I really don't think this is what I wanted. I wanted a discount on that phone to stay with your company and do that. Mm-hmm. Right now, just give me how much it's going to cost me to get my daughter's phones taken off Sprint. I'm ready to move on to another company. This has been such a ridiculous
Excellent.
Hassle.
This is the first thing you should have said.
You have the eyes on the prize, and they said, okay, we'll come back here. And mm-hmm. said, click, 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 click. I'm going to have to put you on hold again.
Of course.
They come back on hold. They said, it will cost you to get out of your contract $443.
Oh.
Which, interestingly enough, is the price of the phone.
Retail price of the phone.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
It is.
Isn't that the conundrum?
Coincidence, Mike.
Isn't that curious? And then somewhere or another, they come back on and said, I'm going to put you on with a supervisor. The supervisor comes first thing says, well, you're not eligible for an upgrade until November 1st. Like, I have never had a conversation with anyone!
Right.
You bitch!
Like, you don't know
you
this.
You silly bitch! I've been on the phone for an hour and a half. You speak to me like this is brand new news for me.
This just
you
is.
You C-word.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, Carla comes in the driveway and sees me and sees my face.
Your tomato red face?
Right. And my tomato red face, I get out of the car. I literally slink back in. I walk back into the house. I haven't gotten a free month. I haven't gotten the upgrade for the phone.
Nothing.
I haven't gotten anything. What I was defeated.
Yeah,
they
sure.
won. They beat me to such a pulp that I was so out of it after talking to these people that I didn't want to talk to anybody else anymore all day long. And let me tell you something. On the scale of hassles that people have, this is nothing.
Understood.
And I know this, and I'm a lucky guy to have my coworkers who were nice enough to do all this, and I'm lucky enough to have friends that care, and I thought this would be a fascinating story for everybody that's gone through a hassle with the phone
sure.
company.
Mm-hmm.
But on the large scale of things, it doesn't amount to a pile of warm spit. But let me say this. At that moment that I walked into my house...
It was everything.
Yeah.
It did. Because you know why, Mike? It was your birthday hassle.
So Carlos' first words to me as I walk in the kitchen are, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Well, it started with Buzz not getting the right price for the phone. And then it moved into Sprint being... And the top of my head came off.
Oh, right? No.
And I'm sitting there going back and forth. And I had no idea at that stage of the game...
Right.
As I am just railing at the world that Carla was integral in this whole process
yeah.
where
yep.
she was going to, and that she was taking it personally. Well, I was such a brat.
Oh,
I was such a dick, you know, as far as just ranting and tantrumizing and doing and being just a pure little ass, which I can be occasionally.
I've never seen it, but I've read stories.
I truly, you've never witnessed it.
How's that?
The bottom line is Carla... did not go into the sympathy mode. Carla called it like it was. And this is why Carla keeps me straight.
Oh.
She said, you are the most ungrateful bastard I have ever seen in my life. You are terrible. You deserve. You reap what you sow. You should appreciate what you have. And she storms upstairs.
Whoa.
And you realize suddenly you're acting like Pee-wee's friend Francis Buxton.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman. No, I go back into...
Oh, okay.
I slink back in and I begin to eat most of the pineapple upside down cake.
You eat your emotions.
Which, by the way, was fantastic.
Right.
It was a great
cake. You ate your emotions.
Very delicious cake.
And I've been there.
I eat my emotions.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you're like, you're just like eating and you're still pissed. You're still pissed.
I know I'm being a brat. There's nothing I can do about it.
I felt so bad.
I know I'm being a total a-hole to my wife, who I love, who wanted to go out to dinner, and I you know, who got this like champagne. It was wonderful.
It was.
I am here to tell you that yesterday, the anniversary of my birth, 51-year-old birthday, I ruined my own birthday.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
I took what that effing company did to me yesterday. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I did it. I was so pissed. I was so pissed that I ruined my own birthday. I ruined my own birthday. The birthday was, I woke up in a bad mood this morning. That's how bad it was.
How did the date end?
The date ended with, texting's wonderful.
Because
has anybody ever done this with your significant other?
Yeah.
You text them when they're in another room?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's a brand new way of apologizing, and I'm here to say it's fantastic.
Oh, good. In my house, we tend to use the IM on Facebook. But it's the same
thing. I actually texted her on her phone, and something along the lines of, I know I'm wrong. I know I've been a jerk, and I'm very, very sorry. She came down after she heard that, and Buzz looks so sympathetic.
I'm so crushed by this.
Yeah. Don't be crushed by this. Listen, the bottom line is everything Carla said to me was spot on, dead on,
sure.
Right? That I work with a bunch of guys that were kind enough and thoughtful enough to get together and say, hey, do this for me. I'm thrilled with that. But here's the deal. I am not making this right for that monster national corporation that could give a rat's ass about business. They could care less.
I learned
because
that.
Where you go, someone else will follow.
Okay,
and that's what it was.
You hold the ultimate power here. Now you don't have it yet, but you will in November when you go there and you take your business elsewhere and you tell them this.
Right.
You go. I mean, you either send them an email or if you have the time, go to the store and say, you know what? I'm no longer going to be a customer here, and then watch them scramble.
Well, and then they'll say, we still have Rob.
I really...
You know what? No, you know what? Mike, I believe our contracts are about the same length.
Right.
I'll leave if you leave.
Okay.
And then we'll have some power, because you know what they'll do?
Yeah.
They'll hand us the best deal ever. Because the money is not in the phone.
He's just looking for his deal.
Don't take it.
But it's so frustrating.
Shush, this is my hustle. They're not looking to sell you the phone. They're looking to keep you... funneling money in every month.
Exactly.
Now, right now, they've got you both ways.
Right.
But when they lose that, then they're going to have to move.
Because with the penalty, it doesn't cost them anything because they're going to take the penalty
from
you.
Exactly.
So that covers their ass for 4 months. So they're fine with that. You know, it's just...
But ultimately, they want your money monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give you that deal plus more if you're patient and level-headed and you make the right play in November.
Well, at the end of the day, I wasn't patient or level-headed. And when they kicked
up to a
supervisor at the end of things, it's just, here's the feeling. Look, I know that they got me. I know I signed up for that. I know right is right with that kind of crap.
And
by the way, I don't
think a contract should count that you sign at the end of a piece of receipt tape. Is that really a contract?
Yeah. I totally agree.
They hand you 6 yards of paper and you got to write your name at the bottom of it.
I'm just happy that you and Carla made up.
Well, Carla was right. Carla, more than any person I have ever been with in my life, she keeps my head on straight.
Good.
And when I go over the top, you know, she's there to say, you had a lot of people that put a lot of time and effort into this thing, and you know, and I think like at the heat of my when she's saying that to me, yeah, how?
I understand.
You want to see a spreadsheet at that point?
Did you do that?
Pass me that cake.
I was. Yeah, give me the cake.
Give me the cake, honey. Give me my cake. Yeah.
All right. So it was a delightful. It was horrible.
Here's why.
Horrible, but it's Sprint's fault. It's not anybody's fault except for Sprint.
Amen.
And that's who I blame it on.
Here's why I love Apple and AT&T is because, Oscar, you know this. With the iPhone, we just got that new one last year.
Yes.
And technically, we're under contract for 2 years. Mm-hmm. The new one comes out tomorrow, and we get the new price.
Do
we don't have to pay.
Isn't that great,
exorbitant
Mike?
Amount of money.
Thanks, Mark.
That helps.
Yeah.
Doesn't
thanks a lot.
That's
I really
why I love
that.
Apple.
Thanks. Okay, let me put this under your chair. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Oh, his yarmulke fell off.
It's burnt.
Mike, yes. I will get the phone at the regular price.
Now, are there any companies that say, hey, we know it's going to cost you a penalty to change companies, but we'll defray some of that if you go with us? Any of them do that?
Some may, but this is what.
Then they threw in even Sprint ESU. Well, you won't be able to keep your same numbers, though.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You
know,
whatever
they're
you
lying
want.
About
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're lying.
Oh,
that's
they
a
are?
Lie.
Yeah, that's a lie.
That's an absolute lie. Ooh. It's a law. You just take your number.
Right. Right. Very good. All right. Well,
dude,
anyway.
Rat bastards.
Well, yeah, they were mean.
Oh, what a disaster.
I was on the internet yesterday afternoon and again this morning trying to find a way around
there's
this.
None. It's ironclad.
I haven't found one yet.
And then they said, well, you can go at the full price, finally. Because for a while there, I said, okay, I'll do the full price thing. Mm-hmm. Go to the website. And said, you get a discount, you know, being a customer and going to the website. So I log in with my special little code and everything. Right. And guess what? The Evo. Out of stock online!
Of course.
Oh.
Of course.
Sorry.
I'm working on something for
jeez.
You.
Jeez. Well, you know what? You know.
Is it a cyanide tablet?
It really, to me, is they win. And if
they win this time.
It's suck it up. Use your crappy little phone that you have that doesn't text well and all that. And just suck it up until November. I think that might be the win-win. However,
someone's going to have a
Mr. Roddick, I'm still enjoying the idea of the prize.
Of course. Okay.
But you know what, Mike? Anything,
yes, what's that?
Someone's going to have a wonderful Christmas. Wait till you see the picture of what we're getting you for Christmas.
Well, anyway, Carla straightened Carla straightened my little brat ass out. Listen, and can I just this is for Carla if she's
absolutely
listening. Honey, I love you. You were absolutely right. And you know what? I don't say that all the time, but I say this particular time. But just for purposes of explanation, I'm sitting here with a room full of men, and when it comes to that one little thing you want that we're still 5 years old when it comes to a toy we want, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got into it today with just Kara over something that really has no business in her life.
Right.
But for some reason, I feel like I need to share it with her.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I sat there and I'm like, well, and I this is when the selfish man comes out.
Yeah, we are selfish
you said,
because
you know
we're
what?
Men. That's what we
F
do.
It. It's my decision. But the whole way here, I was like, I felt guilty. And I'm sitting. But then I said, F it. It's my decision. You know. So though I am not married, I don't have to share certain decisions with her.
Exactly.
But the bottom line is that you have a wife
yes.
that called you on when you were in the wrong.
Yeah,
and you're thankful
and,
for that.
And you know, this is one where when you take the deep breath, as much as I still woke up ragged out, I'm ragged out over the whole hassle.
I understand.
And I tried to explain that to her. That the hassle was dealing with this company.
Right.
Sure. And
God,
it was a long.
That's just a nightmare. And it doesn't have to be that way.
You had a multi-hour nightmare with no resolution.
With no resolution.
Empty-handed.
And that's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, because we are getting smaller, smaller, smaller as consumers. Mm-hmm. As consumers.
We are.
As consumers, as these companies get bigger, bigger, swallow each other up.
Agreed.
And give us no variety. If you want to know why we should fight against these multinational monopolies, that's the reason. You know, I remember I grew up where if you wanted to get your jock strap, you went to Mr. Alio down at the sporting goods store. Mm-hmm. I got my shoes from the same guy for 10 years growing up who had his name on the shoe store, and Mr. Kamen, who owned the department store in downtown Glastonbury.
Was it weird in Glastonbury, though, when Mr. Alio started buying the jock straps back?
Can I just say this quickly? It's...
You are a sick bastard.
We live in a society
of
a lot of okays. And by okays, I mean it's okay to do this. Or I'm going to do this job. Okay, I got it done. Fines.
Right.
It's okays and fines. When you and I were growing up, and I say the households we grew up in, very strict.
Right.
These households, most of us grew up in it, and I just did it. It's either you do the job right or you don't do it at all.
Right.
And that's the way I grew up. So when I get bad customer service or something goes wrong or you're not trying to help me help you because I'm the customer, you're sitting there, you're like, this is a fine society. As long as I'm fine with it, you should be fine with it. I did an okay job to make you happy. No, you got to go out of your way to make sure that your customers are happy.
But they're so large and they're dealing with such volume that you're not a human to them. You are a chip.
No, they're
a computer chip.
They probably factor in 10% of pissed off consumers.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And if they can keep it at 10% of people being pissed off, they're okay.
And I'm, you know what? I thank God have a voice to do to vent about this, because I know a million of you have gone through this crap.
Sure, it's
and also, I do also want to say, you know, when you're talking about what people are dealing with around the world, you know, and in the Gulf and all that,
of course.
It's crap. It's crap. But I like to bitch occasionally because venting is fun, and hopefully you find it entertaining.
You should have said, and this would be sacrilege, obviously. Right. I just moved up from Louisiana.
He would have done that.
Rob,
I would have.
I need the History Channel in HD. I'm from Louisiana.
The thought crossed my mind.
Listen, we got a lot of stuff we're not going to get to today. Wanted to talk about, and I guess it'd be better to talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about this General McChrystal thing.
Oh, yeah.
With
we'll find out what today.
I want to
find
out.
I want everybody's opinion. Yeah.
He's got a big mouth.
He's got a very big mouth. Also, we're going to a baseball game. Very excited. We're going to a baseball game.
We're going to a baseball game.
First time in National Stadium today. Is that what it's called, RJ? National
yes.
Stadium?
Yes.
Who do we thank for this, Oscar?
Mike Afflerback.
Mike Afflerback, thank you so much for the tickets.
Pitching today.
Six of us going
Very
to the game.
Cool.
We got a field trip today.
Hey.
I can't wait. Daddy will be drinking. It should be a lot
you
of
should.
Fun.
Wonderful.
Should be a good time had by all. And that's it. So we'll get to those two things tomorrow.
All right.
What I wanted to touch base on was True Blood before the week is over.
Yes.
And we got a very nice letter. Dear Mike, Buzz, Oscar, and Rob, what do these drinks and digital trends have to do with one another? Not a damn thing. Mm-hmm. These have been in my office for weeks now, and I've been trying to figure out what to do with them. Heard you talk about True Blood on Monday's show. Commodore 128. And
that was the name of the show.
That was Commodore 128, and thought you might enjoy these. On a business note, I'm working on our budget now, and once I get approval, I will contact Mark to discuss advertising. Hey, good for you.
That's
Thank you
fantastic.
Very much. That's from Jeff Pert, and I can provide advertising on site as well. We currently average just over 2 million visits per month, so it will be decent exposure for the show.
Nice.
That's a little inside internet talk there, but this is Jeff Pert, who's from Digital Trends, and Jeff has given us his bottles of True Blood soda.
Mm. Oh, yum.
Nice. Oh.
Here we go.
Look at that, a little marketing.
Hypo for me, please.
I like to spell marketing M-A-R-C.
Mark, you want to pass that around the room?
U-T-I-N-G.
All right, now is this...
A little pony boy.
It says something. Blood orange.
And I think that's the one flavor they offer.
That's the blood orange?
Mm-hmm.
Right, let me look at this here for a second. Very interesting.
I enjoyed all the different blood foods they served.
Oh,
to
this is
Bill
the
Compton
ingredients.
Yeah,
carbonated no, water.
Does it taste like Anapaquin?
I'm going to try it right now.
No?
Oh.
That'd be kind of hot. Open that baby up. Open that baby up.
Blood orange.
I hope it's tastier.
It's just so gross when they serve this on the show.
Oh, and it's thick.
I would love to be like, you know, taking this to the gut.
Right to the brim.
I hope it's tastier than the last episode.
Don't spill it on your chest.
Right, here we go.
There you go. Nice. What do you think?
It's interesting.
Tastes
it's
like
different.
Maybe a cherry
That's
sunkiss.
High praise.
It's
is
citrus.
Carbonated?
Citrus? Is it thick?
Probably let a little food coloring.
You can tell it's been in his office for a few weeks.
Yeah. Maybe it's got to be cool.
Yeah,
you know,
that makes a difference.
Warm soda is
trying to see
good.
If a major distributor is involved.
I'm a little scared because I think this was brought out to promote the first season.
I got O positive. Great.
Blood shtick. Love that. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that.
Beautiful.
Nice. I'll let you guys decide. It's not
orange.
Bad. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's light. It's not very heavy.
HBO was involved, Mike.
Good thing I wore a white shirt.
Oscar asked if it tastes like Anapaquin. Mine tastes a little like Gran.
Gran?
Yeah.
Gran the dead grandmother?
The dead Gran, yes.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nasty.
I think it'll be better chilled.
Yeah.
I do, too.
But it's not bad.
It's not too shabby.
Yeah.
No.
And so thanks to Jeff Pert. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Jeff.
As far as True Blood, you know, God... I'm sorry, we're out of time on it. We can't do it.
We didn't
can't
like
do
it.
Another time, perhaps?
We're going to talk about it tomorrow. You know what? We will get to that tomorrow. We will go into great detail on True Blood. Just really quickly around the room for purposes of discussion, yay or nay, Buzz?
Boring. I didn't like this episode.
Rob Spiewak?
Nay, with a possibility to redeem itself if the storylines get leaner.
Always. I agree with Rob. Always a possibility, but I'm with Buzz right now. Nay so far, but the show has a chance to redeem itself just a little bit.
But I will say this. It's still one of the best looking hours on television.
Yeah, I love the nudity.
I just want more sex.
Me
I want
too.
More violence. I want more
action. Thank you.
You know, it's real simple with me. Give me a little more action.
Yeah.
A little more stuff going
too
on.
Too sleepy an episode.
Know? However, after two episodes,
a little too Alan Ball, if you know what I mean.
Ball.
Let's just have the gay vampires in the gay mansion.
You know?
I'm okay,
Jesus,
though, Mike.
You don't like the gays?
After two episodes.
I'm just kidding. You know, I love the gays. After,
yeah, they're great.
He might be a gay.
After two episodes.
I don't know if he is. Not that there's anything wrong with
exactly.
it.
After two episodes, I'm okay. I'm warming towards the werewolves.
Oh, yes, me too.
Okay.
I can handle the werewolf,
yeah,
but I'd
I
like
can
to
adjust.
See a little more action, mm-hmm, you know? Sure. And I see, how about, you know, it'll be episode 3 next week, right?
Or 4. Was it 3 or 4?
No, it'll be 3.
3? Okay.
How about Paquin's nipples?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you. You'll redeem yourself to all of us.
Too
Thank
much
you.
Of Sam Merlot's ass.
That's it. We have to take a break. When we
Guy's
come back,
real great shape.
Time to open up the Magic Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right after this. We'll be right back.
Nothing.
Welcome to O Positive, O Positive, O Positive, MikeOMaraShow.com. Hey, guess what time it is, kids? Time for the Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman and the Power of Plastic Surgery. My skin has never felt better after my procedure.
You are still glowing.
I absolutely, that's because of the beads of sweat after dealing with
Did Carla mention anything?
About my glow? Yeah. No. She was upstairs. Anyway, now featuring
she
a longer
something.
Lasting non-invasive treatment for cellulite. Call Dr. Friedman, our good friend, 703-790-5700, or click the ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Send
what do you
somebody.
Have for us today? Yeah, please. And incidentally, guys, yeah. we do this occasionally because we are small, mm-hmm, and we are we are a little business that's has an intimate relationship with our audience. If you know somebody, even if you want one of those hydrofacial
sure.
things, you know,
right.
and you're saying, hey, I could do this here, I could do this there. They do a great job over there. Send some people over for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that helps our cause. If you know somebody in the D.C. area, he's in Tyson's Corner. Very, very convenient. Send somebody over. That would help Dr. Bruce.
Great
we appreciate
work.
It.
I want to take a moment in the Magic Audio Vault to be selfish.
Okay, very good.
What? I would like for you to guess
that never happens.
What this sound is. This sound right here.
The stapler.
It's not a stapler.
Is that the sound of a 1962 Wurlitzer 2610S?
In action?
That's Rob's gift that he got.
My Father's Day present arrived.
Ah.
And it is my jukebox. The national wait is over. Thank you.
The national
I have
wait.
My jukebox.
Did
the national nightmare is done.
You recorded this? See, boys are selfish, Carla.
Toys.
Yeah.
Rob is selfish about his microphones and his jukebox.
We got
yes.
excited about
now,
these
what's
things.
Great is that this weekend I'll be taking a visit on Saturday from Pinball Paul.
Is that a good idea?
Who will give my jukebox a once-over, lubricate the chassis, and make sure it's in perfect working order.
I bet he does.
But you know what? It only took 13 years of marriage for them to get Father's Day just right, and they got
oh,
me
nice.
A jukebox. Oh, I'm sorry. Record's over.
Very nice.
I love it. I love that he gets so excited.
Beautiful?
Technology from the 20s. Rob is still excited.
It is
about.
A 1962 jukebox, Mic, and it
so
plays stereophonic sound. I am delighted with
Very
it.
Good.
I spend hours staring
good,
at it.
Good
I'll
you.
Tell you who's not happy,
good
though.
For you. What?
Is from Cambodia, Mike.
What?
Myung Pong is not happy.
She's on the Today Show this morning.
She is she's a shrimper.
Yeah, she's
and
a
she's
shrimper.
Down by the Gulf.
Shrimper right. Niang Pong can no longer contain her anger.
I call anybody. Have me. If they not have me, I gotta die. You know, if nobody had me.
Nobody helps her, Mark.
Rob, well, it's truly amazing to me how you can take the plight of someone down in the Gulf and isolate it for your own company.
What
purposes.
I call it like making lemonade.
You know why she's frustrated?
Why?
She has Sprint.
That's right. That's exactly right.
This is what I sounded like, actually, yesterday. It
we
was
have
very frustrating.
Mike on the phone with the Sprint people. Right.
I call anybody. Gotta have me. If they not have me,
not
I gotta die. You know. If nobody had me.
Nobody helped me, Mike. Uh-huh. Nobody
hey, man, you know what? You feel for those people. Yeah. I swear to God. You know, when you go through the absolute trivial crap I went through, and you can imagine when someone's talking about trying to get a check to get reimbursed for their completely lost business mm-hmm. down there, I hope that the people that are handling them, you know, can treat them with a little humanity. And then when you see somebody reacting like that, you know, and you know there's a language barrier there, and you
of
know
course.
All that crap's going down, it just pisses me off.
Well, I'll tell you who else is upset,
Everything
Mike.
Pisses me off.
And you really should feel sorry for this guy, is Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, dear.
He's very upset because Lady Gaga.
Noted ass Jerry Seinfeld.
Or as Andy Rooney calls her, Lady Gaga.
Right.
Went and made a fool of herself and found her way into Jerry's box at the stadium. And he going on WFAN and listened to Jerry here sounding not only unfunny, but out of touch, cranky, and very ass-ish.
All right, now let me ask you this. With Lady Gaga, what are your impressions of her showing up at Citi Field?
I wish her the best. You know, you take 1A off of that and you got gag. It's I don't know, you know, what these young people think or how they promote their careers. I'm not one of these all publicity is good people. And I don't understand how this is good for her, but I'm sure she understands her milieu better than I ever could.
You were being literal and figurative. Here's the thing. For taking her picture, she was with the middle finger with the photographer.
Yeah.
With the middle finger.
They escorted her to your luxury box.
You know, I changed my mind. You're right. This woman's a jerk. I hate her. I think I can't believe they put her in my box, which
they
I
did.
Paid for. This is what you give people the finger and you get upgraded? Is that the world we're living in now? I mean, pathetic.
Can it be a jerk. Can it be any more New York?
It's so New York.
Can it be any more New York arrogance? Oh, there she goes. There. In about 10 years, he's going to sound. Can it be? He'll be Jerry Lewis.
He will be Jerry.
Yeah, with the finger in the box that I paid for.
My box.
Hello?
I'll tell you how to better take on it, Mike, was David Letterman. Oh, I thought he handled it much better.
You're probably asking yourself, what is going on with Lady Gaga? You know, last weekend, she was at a Mets game out there at the Citi Field, and she was there with her husband, Lord Gaga. And at one point, she stood up and took her clothes off and gave everyone the finger. Well, over the weekend at Yankee Stadium, Lady Gaga goes into the Yankees clubhouse, takes off all her clothes, and gives everybody there the finger. Here, what she's doing now, she's going to go from stadium to stadium, making a fool of herself. It's like the Orioles.
Hey, you know what? David Letterman, there's an example. Yeah. Funny? Not funny.
Exactly.
You know, make funny. It's much more biting when you're really funny. Thank
now,
you very much.
I think one of the things we all aspire to have in this room is a lower voice. Buzz has the lowest voice, I think.
Buzz has the pipes, that's right.
But a new world record was set by Roger Meniz from Anna, Illinois. He hits the world's lowest note. Now, technically, this is singing.
Okay.
They measure it by hertz, actually, like on a spectrometer. This is a low F sharp, the lowest note ever hit.
Would low F sharp be the opposite, the furthest away from E above high C?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
So this is the lowest that's ever been
Where
done.
Where do you hear this?
E4. He's going backwards on the He played it wrong.
Sounds like the devil.
All right. Let me try mine. Here we go.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
I can't tell them apart.
There, thank
very
you very
close.
Much.
By means of comparison, for a while, the record was held by Elvis's bass singer, J.D. Sumner.
Right.
Now, what I like better about J.D. Sumner, he has some pitch. So here's a couple examples of him. His voice was staggeringly scary.
Way on down. Way on down.
All right, hold on a second. Try him.
Okay. One more.
All right.
Here we go.
Wait a minute.
You don't want the music?
Way on down. Isn't that the same one?
Yeah, but then he goes one more step.
Way on down.
One more. Here we go.
Down.
Way on down. Way on down.
I can't get
there. Now, Elvis had a weird...
Hold on, see if Buzz can get there. We're trying. Just let us have a little fun with your JD 1950 crap for a second.
We on down. We on down. We on down.
Well, that's not...
Elvis had a really... Well, he had a thing for really high voices and really low voices, and he would make JD Sumner show off in concert.
Okay.
Last tape of JD, but this is frightening. This will rattle your jewelry, folks. This is from 1974.
Hey. Hey.
This is a human voice on stage, one mic, no effects.
Wow.
And the thing about that that's so amazing to me is not just that he can do it, the amount of air it takes to sustain it that much. But he used to be the world record holder.
All right, let's do the Buzz and I have a little competition.
Okay, very good.
All right, here we go. All right. What are you doing with my microphone? Were you playing with it?
I haven't touched it.
Hold on a second. I got to get closer to it. All right, Buzz.
Sounds like you guys are taking a dump. Jesus.
Okay, that's the audio.
That's it.
That's thank low. You.
Can I have a shot at the low voice?
Yes. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, Danny boy, that's not
bravo.
Thank you for the that's your fault, Mike.
That's good. We will take a break. Come back with Buzz of the News right after this.
Welcome back to www.michaelmarishow.com. We got Buzz in the News.
Got the spot, Tony.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Tony. All right. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Brought to you by the Bonus Hour. Get your July subscription now for just $3.99 or become a VIP and get these special shows plus live video feeds, ringtones, and more. Bonus Hours. Sign up at michaelmarishow.com.
Ringtones, hey, lady.
I know it's not the hottest sport ever, but this is pretty good news. The U.S. moves on in the World Cup after beating Algeria today 1-0.
I tell you, it's the most coverage.
Yeah. USA.
It's the most buzz and coverage that I've ever heard the World Cup get.
You need to blow your horn, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Your vuvuzela.
You know, I got one in the mail yesterday, too. Mine's collapsible.
I got to give this back. Hey, Chris Kibler, I got to bring this back to you. I promise.
Hey, be careful. Someone blew out their throat doing that, so be careful.
Yeah.
USA.
Ricola.
Ricola.
More breaking news. Now, in the words of David Letterman, again, if we may invoke that name, we wouldn't give President Obama's troubles to a monkey on a rock.
Right.
The president's making another tough, tough decision today about whether to keep or dump a general who's shown disrespect to his commander-in-chief.
Fire that man.
General Stanley McChrystal.
Probably will.
He's running our operation in Afghanistan. He has the respect of his men. He has the respect of Afghan leaders at a crucial time in that operation.
But he's still funny when he says, "You look marvelous."
You look marvelous.
Oh, that's
Billy.
Crystal.
Billy McChrystal. This is Stanley.
Okay.
He and his staff also made remarks in Rolling Stone magazine to disparage the administration of a president who's endured a lot of disrespect.
This guy's been very, very well publicized. He's a cutting edge terrorist fighter. So, but he likes the sound of his own voice.
Apparently. Yeah.
And you know, it's not exactly from a historical perspective, it's not exactly something new to have a major general in a campaign having problems with the president. You go back, you got it with MacArthur, you got it with Patton, you got it with a lot of these generals that are, in order to be a general, you have to have tremendous amounts of ego, and you also think you can do a better job at any job than anybody can.
In those cases, though, those were more disputes about policy. In this case, it's really kind of more personal insult, I thought.
Yeah.
More disparaging of the individuals themselves.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a no-win for Obama because he fires him, and he looks petty. He doesn't fire him, and he looks weak. So you know what that tells me? You got to fire him.
Yeah.
You got to kick his ass out. And see you later,
that's
dick.
Where the smart money is right
now.
Right. As we record this program, the expectation is McChrystal's career will not survive this. He had a letter of resignation ready. The administration had been looking at possible replacements. Or maybe there's a chance it's just a painful trip to the woodshed followed by an order to get back to work. But
you
want to
know what I do, seriously?
What?
If you want to really be a dick, you say, hey, everything's fine. What do I hear in the background?
I heard it, too.
I still hear it.
Oh, sorry. The CD was rolling when it's potted.
All right, very good.
Me.
What you do is you let him go back to Afghanistan, and then you fire him.
Yeah.
And don't give him a trip back?
Just give him a
or
just don't
let
give
him
me.
Go back, and you kill him.
you let him go back to Afghanistan. He has to fly coach.
And more private chat.
Well, today, McChrystal has had that meeting with President Obama.
Yes.
He left the White House. Nobody expected McChrystal to be leaving the White House that quickly after the meeting with President Obama. He was to have stuck around to meet with Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, CIA Director Leon Panetta, and Defense Secretary Robert Gates in a joint meeting.
So he's gone.
It appears he's gone.
He resigned.
Our best understanding is, as we speak, the White House is preparing a statement announcing he's gone.
Now, how long, when was the last time you checked it, so we can be up
to date? I just had an update just minutes ago. That is the latest. Told you the
very
latest.
Okay, very good.
Now, in case you're wondering, that American arrested in Pakistan for striking out on his own to kill Osama bin Laden.
I just want to say, Buzz, we'll have analysis on this tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll We'll know more tomorrow.
We're not news guys. We'll talk about this tomorrow.
Right. Now, remember that individual I told you about, the American who went to Pakistan and he was on a mission to kill Osama bin Laden
on
his own?
Yes. The first time you said Pakistan. The second time you said Pakistan.
Yeah, the guy that looks like one of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Right, right. Well, I was rushing
Elvira.
Through it.
Right.
50-year-old Gary Faulkner of California had traveled to Pakistan and tried to cross into Afghanistan illegally, carrying night vision equipment, a sword, a pistol, some ammo, and some Christian literature.
I understand when they stopped him at the border, he said, Bobby Sue Bones. Thought I'd pull an obscure Oak Ridge Boys song for you there.
He said he planned to kill bin Laden and his top aides because of the constant threat they posed to the U.S. The U.S. is, in fact, offering a $25 million reward for information leading to the arrest of bin Laden. This guy has been set free. It's a risky business going door-to-door to collect census information. To date, 409 census takers have been attacked on some level since they started their canvassing May 1st. About 1 out of 6 Americans didn't fill out their forms or didn't fill them out in time. And they're getting face-to-face visits from temporary government workers.
You found the Oak Ridge Boys.
I did. I happen to have it with me.
You have Bobby Sue.
It was in my jukebox.
Naturally.
Bobby Sue.
Of the 409 census takers attacked, 132 faced a weapon of some point. 88 had someone take a swing at them.
I didn't like the guy that came to my house. I thought he was smarmy.
Yeah, he was a dick.
But
yeah.
You didn't take a swing at him.
I did.
Is this the hook right here?
It is. Here we go.
Kind of fits into today's theme. I'm gonna get some true blood for you. I was on pitch there.
That was very nice.
I'll bet you know this one, Ron. Daddy sing bass.
Oh, sure.
Mama sang tenor.
Thank you. You know it, too.
Right, absolutely.
Another 2 dozen. Oh, they didn't sing that in Bolivia?
Oh,
no.
It was Papa sang bass. Papa.
2 dozen census takers set upon by dogs or other animals. Another dozen have tried to dodge gunfire, and yet another dozen have been kidnapped or held prisoner.
That's not right.
Perfect segue, Rob.
You got to keep this here on this show.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud.
Take it, Oscar.
Just four people, that's all we were.
Is this Johnny Cash?
It is.
Yeah. Mama sang bass.
Nice. I've never heard of it.
Daddy sang bass.
Daddy sang bass.
It was written by Carl Perkins.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Oh, it's another side.
Missing a channel.
Missing a channel. Okay, turn that crap off.
I like it.
The government says these attack numbers are not unusual. It happens every 10 years. Today's consumer news. A new survey shows that Delta has the rudest flight attendants, that United runs a close second. The survey puts the flight attendants at Southwest as the nicest.
Really?
Buckle your effing seatbelt.
And finally, if your limousine catches fire, do not pull into a gas station.
Charlie.
In Sargas, Massachusetts.
We got a big problem. I gotta get a payday. Gotta get a payday candy bar. I'll be right out.
Saugus, Massachusetts. Limo carrying a half dozen people pulled off Route 1 when the interior burst into flames this past weekend.
I'm getting a candy bar.
Hurry back, Charlie.
I'll be back.
Everyone got out okay, but it could have been a lot worse. Quoting the fire chief, the driver made a poor choice to pull into a gas station with a limo on fire.
I love it when you say, quoting the fire chief.
That wasn't a good decision on his part. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by uwheels.com.
Yeah.
The best way to buy and sell cars online, used cars online. Why rely on photos to buy or sell online? Post and browse free classifieds and do it with video. Register today at uwheels.com or click their ad on our website. Our web design is by Dustin Fiverr Creative, and our web host is Bluebot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on support from our advertisers. If you know someone with a product or service, they can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeO'MaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying goodbye for now.
Bye bye.
Take me out to the ball game.
Goodbye.
Hello, Nationals. I'm coming to see you.